Well, great Wednesday morning, my beloved in Christ. It is great. We've made it halfway through the week, and today we're going to be studying Mark chapter 3, verses 1 through 19, where Jesus heals a man on the Sabbath, and of course, he gets the Pharisees angry with him. So angry, in fact, that they start making plans to kill Jesus. Large crowds follow Jesus, which just irritate those Pharisees all the more, and many are coming to be healed. Jesus chooses 12 of his followers to be with him, and he names them apostles. And, of course, God's guiding word for us as we continue through this week together is discipleship. So let's go ahead and start reading Mark chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Then Jesus went back to the synagogue, where there was a man who had a paralyzed hand. Some people who were there, they wanted to accuse Jesus of doing wrong, so they watched him closely to see whether he would cure this man on the Sabbath. Oh, heaven forbid. And Jesus said to the man, "Come up here to the front." Then he asked the people, "What does our law allow us to do on the Sabbath? To help or to harm? To save someone's life or to destroy it?" But they didn't say a thing. And Jesus was angry as he looked around at them. But at the same time, he felt sorry for them because they were so stubborn and wrong. Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." Well, he stretched it out. And it became well again. So, oh my goodness, the Pharisees left synagogue, stormed out of there, and they met together at once with some of the members of Herod's party, and they all began to make plans to kill Jesus. All right, in verse 7, Jesus and his disciples went away to Lake Galilee, and a large crowd followed them, and they had come from Galilee, from Judea, from Jerusalem, from the territory of Dumenia, and even from the territory on the east side of the Jordan, from the region around the cities of Tyre and Sidon, which are, you know, outside of Israel, way up north. And all these people came to Jesus because they had heard of the things that he was doing. And the crowd was so large that Jesus told his disciples to get a boat ready for him so that the people would not crush him. And he had healed many people, and all the sick kept pushing their way to him in order to touch them. And whenever the people who had evil spirits in them saw him, they would fall down before him and scream, "You are the Son of God." And Jesus sternly ordered the evil spirits not to tell anyone who he was. Then Jesus went up a hill and called to himself the men that he wanted. And they came to him, and he chose 12, whom he named apostles. "I have chosen you to be with me," he told them. "I will also send you out to preach, and you will have authority to drive out demons." These are the 12 that he chose: Simon, Jesus gave him the name Peter, James and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee, Jesus gave them the name Boanerges, which means the men of thunder, and Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew and Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. All right, and today's key verse is Mark chapter 3, verse 4. Then Jesus asked the people, "What does our law allow us to do on the Sabbath? To help or to harm? To save someone's life or to destroy it?" You know, beloved, when we look at this, this is an interesting way that Jesus couches this question, because he didn't say, "What does your law," or "What does the law allow us to do on the Sabbath?" Jesus owned his responsibility to keep the law, to fulfill the law. He said, "What does our law allow us to do on the Sabbath?" And of course, everybody there had become so accustomed to these extra-biblical teachings about the law that the Pharisees had come up with. You just couldn't obey God's law. You couldn't read the Word and say, oh, the Word of God, I'll obey that. No, you had to not only read the Word of God, but then you had to know what the Pharisees said that that meant, which might be completely different than what, you know, God had intended. And so, you know, Jesus asked them, he just broke it down, very simple. What does the law do? Does the law give life or does the law give death? Does the law allow us to save someone's life or to destroy it? When asking them what the Pharisees said, what does God say? And of course, the people were so angry with Jesus, the Pharisees were so angry with Jesus, that they could not answer him. Because if they answered him, well, of course, the Sabbath, is there for mankind, to serve mankind, to be a blessing to mankind. Of course, God would want you to do good on the Sabbath. They couldn't say that because that was contrary to what their plans were, what their desires were. And so Jesus just was so frustrated with them. And so what did he do? He just said, okay, sir, just reach forth that hand. Bible doesn't say that Jesus said, I say to you, hand be healed, or anything like that. He just said, stretch forth your hand. And when that man stretched out his hand, it became whole. And the fact that God did something miraculous on the Sabbath just so irritated those legalistic Pharisees that they immediately went out and started to plot the death of Jesus. You know, beloved, God's ways are not our ways. I mean, even if you're believers, you know, we still live in the flesh. Our wants and our desires are still colored and distorted by the world that we live in. And you know, God's going to do things that may not really fit what we would have him to do, but we have to remember we're the clay and he is the potter. He's going to do what is best. And I praise God that he just didn't turn away from this man and walk away and leave that man sitting there in his, you know, in having that disfigured hand. But in spite of the hardness of men's hearts, Jesus still reached out in compassion and healed that man. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, even in our sinful state, you look upon us with love and compassion, teaching us to abandon stubbornness and pride so that our actions reflect your goodness and mercy. Help me to overcome whatever prevents me from acting in a way that is pleasing to you. Amen. Well, there you go. Our Wednesday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Mark chapter 3, beginning at verse 20, where the teachers of the law believe that Jesus is possessed by a demon. Sure, why not? He doesn't agree with them, so he has to be, you know, demon possessed. Oh my goodness. Well, until tomorrow then, may God's richest blessings be yours.